what we needed to win. I was afraid that our confidence would be a little bit down, and I liked the energy that we played with. I liked the aggressiveness and the pushing the ball, and I thought we played free on offense. And by that, I mean, I just thought that they were loose and aggressive, and we took great care of the ball, which was a nice thing to finally see. I didn't think we were quite as sharp defensively as I would hope for, but nevertheless, I thought that we, I just thought that our ability to push the tempo and push the speed of the game worked out into our favor.
Why are we concerned about confidence?
I just think that when you lose two in a row and it can start chipping away at how you feel about yourself. I didn't feel as good about myself after we lost twice. They're human. I expect that they have some of those similar feelings. But I'm proud of the way they played. I thought Ross was terrific. I thought Red was very good. Had a lot of balance, which was nice to see. And obviously, you look down and Jermaine's got 9 assists and no turnovers. That's a pretty good day for a point guard.
Devin, you say you were concerned with confidence with the last two losses. Never mind then that those were at Kentucky and at Tennessee.
Well, you're speaking rationally. So we're talking about the thoughts that pervade the minds of 19 and 20 year olds, and they don't think like we do, but nevertheless, we knew that we hadn't played up to our standard in those two games, and we got beat, and that's what should happen when you go on the road and play good teams in tough environments. You should lose if you don't play up to a high level, and so it was important that we come out today and reestablish, kind of who we are and what we want to be.
Kevin, given the difficulty of the stretch you're in right now, especially with the 4 out of 5 road games, how important did today just become to get this confidence back and get some kind of good vibe going again?
It wouldn't have been a lot of fun having a whole week off going to Florida, coming off 3 losses in a row. I can tell you that. So this was a critical game for us without question, and I thought, by and large, our players played like it.
You mentioned Ross. Talk about in a day where maybe Ogilvie's still kind of trying to get his groove back. Ross steps up.
Ross was really good. He picked his spots. He took the ball to the basket when he should. He shot it from the perimeter when he should. Ross, a very steadying influence for our team, and I don't know what happened to him in the last two games, but. I'm not worried about it because he's one of our toughest guys, if not our toughest, and so he's going to bounce back, and fortunately he did today.
So it's just 8-day layoff. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I'll probably be able to tell you next Sunday.
quite
frankly, I'm looking forward to it. We've got some modifications that we need to make and some things that we need a little time to deal with things because, with just 2 days, it's hard to make any changes or any significant improvements, to be honest with you. 2 days in a game, 2 days in a game, and that becomes difficult, and that's the way it is. So you try to get really good at what you do, but in order to change or modify, you need a little bit of time, and we've got some time now to maybe tweak some things that we can utilize to our benefit, hopefully.
Do you think these guys need kind of rest mentally, emotionally, physically,
as well? I think they're a pretty fresh group. I don't think we're tired or wearing down or anything like that. I think they're pretty energized. I thought they played today's game very energetically, and we have enough depth that we should be able to stay fresh as this season continues.
You talked about tempo, Kevin. Was that particularly important given their short game?
Yeah, we thought so. We really wanted to try to push the tempo and utilize our bench and get people involved. So, you know, I thought, you know, Darshawn came in and had another good day. He's really been playing exceptionally well off the bench. But I just thought that it was important that in the event that it was a close game in the last 5 or 6 minutes, that we had pushed the ball for the first 34 or 35 in an effort maybe to try to wear them down, because obviously they've had some injuries and they're short on numbers.
Tim, so you didn't know what was wrong with Ross the last couple of games. Did he have any ideas? Did you talk to him about it? He seemed to have any clue what was going on with him?
He had some ideas, yeah.
Were they concrete?
It's tough to answer. I think that things get in their heads and in their minds, and it's easy to get distracted and think about the wrong things. And again, Ross is completely a team guy, but I think that it was easy for him to, you know, I think he just got a little distracted, and not intentionally, and not because of any of his own doing, really. Just I think that he maybe thought about things that, and I don't know that completely. He just had two bad games. You know, he's entitled. He's had a lot more good ones than bad ones, and he's really an important player to us. So we're going to live with some bad games if we have to, because we know he'll be there when we need him.
One more for Coach. Kevin Puckett won in double figures for you. Have you ever had that?
I've had that. I think we've had as many as 6 in double figures before. And if Darshawn would have just, you know. No, I'm just kidding. We had good balance today, and again, our bench was productive, and so... That's what we need as we go forward. We need to be a team that has some depth, and hopefully we can try to wear people down with you know, our pressure and the tempo of the game.
Coach, other than the record, what's the thing you're most proud about this team?
How coachable they are, how unselfish they are, and how they play for each other, and we've had some minor instances where guys put their, you know, maybe their own feelings in front of the teams, but by and large, just as a team, about 99% of the time is focused on the team and not on themselves. Thanks.